is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Cincinnati Pops and conductor Eric Kunzel and music by French composer Emil von Teufel, one of his wonderful polkas called Flock of Birds, on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. This Thursday afternoon will bring us the Tokyo String Quartet and a guitar quintet by Luigi Boccherini, not to mention some ballet music from a grand opera by Giuseppe Verdi, music from Don Carlos, all ahead of us as classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We're not done with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. We'll hear them next again. Eric Kunzel, the conductor, of course. And joining them now, violinist Robert McDuffie, and music by an Austro-Hungarian composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, Franz Lehár, a great writer of comedic operettas, the best of which known was The Merry Widow. What we'll listen to, though, is a concertino for violin and orchestra in B minor. Next on KPR. By Hungarian composer Franz Lehár, a concertino for violin and orchestra in B minor, and another go-around with the Cincinnati Pops, led by Eric Kunzel, with violinist Robert McDuffie. 12:23 is the time, and in the second half of the hour we await the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra with music from an Italian opera by Giuseppe Verdi. We'll hear a little suite from Don Carlos, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. It is at the moment 88 degrees here on the KU campus. An extreme heat warning continues for portions of the KPR listening area. Now looks like those have been reduced to the eastern areas of the KPR listening area, including the cities of Topeka, Lawrence, and the KC metro area. But it's not like it's cool everywhere else. Most of the rest of the area under a heat advisory. Temperatures should warm up to the mid-90s for this afternoon, with heat indexes well above 100. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of around 76, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs, again, around the mid-90s. We bring you next the Tokyo String Quartet, and music by Luigi Boccherini, one of the finest interplays between the plucked and bowed instruments, the guitar quintet number 6 in G. Here with the Tokyo Strings and guitarist, Kazuhito Yamashita, on Kansas Public Radio. The Tokyo String Quartet and guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita with Guitar Quintet No. 6 in G by Luigi Boccherini here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:42. Coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, classical music until 3 o'clock this afternoon, as well as this evening. Tonight at 7, it's Classics Live on your Thursday evening. UMKC piano professor Sean Chen gave quite the recital at JCCC recently. And tonight's program brings you his fresh performance of the four ballads by Chopin, plus his own arrangement for solo piano of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9 p.m., classical music with Kay McIntyre. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice for persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Time now to bring you the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra with a suite from an opera, a grand opera by composer Giuseppe Verdi from 1867, which told the story of a medieval Spanish prince in the 1500s and his marriage to the House of Valois. This is ballet music from Don Carlos, Prince of Spain, on Kansas Public Radio. the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and ballet music from the opera Don Carlos by Giuseppe Verdi on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. Another hour of classical music brings us a Spanish piano trio, music by Enrique Granados, along with a few French works, that and much more still to come on a Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills, and training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
Thursday evening on KPR 2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony and music by French composer Leo Delibes, airs, dense airs from Lakme on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with another go-round of classical music. Elsewhere in the hour, we've got music from another French composer, Jacques Offenbach, and his Concerto Rondo for cello and orchestra in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. We continue with Spanish chamber music, a piece written in 1894 that's been described as distinctively lush and radiant. It's a fine example of a masterwork of Spanish romanticism from composer Enrique Granados, Opus 50, his piano trio, played for us here by the Beaux-Arts Trio, here on KPR. A beautiful performance of the Beaux-Arts Trio, and composed in 1894, the piano trio Opus 50 by composer Enrique Granados, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:37 now, with NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Tonight at 7 p.m., catch Classics Live, and then Classical Music with Kay McIntyre. That'll be from 8 to 9. On Saturday afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request. On KPR, it's the show where you pick the playlist, and for the 4th of July weekend, you'll hear many of your 4th of July favorites to celebrate the holiday with music by John Philip Sousa, Leroy Anderson, Aaron Copland, Gershwin, and much more. Classics by Request, that is actually tomorrow morning from 9 to noon, and the Saturday rebroadcast will be from 1 to 4 p.m. On the KU campus, 90 degrees at the moment, still warming up to about 94. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. An extreme heat warning remains in effect until Saturday evening for portions of the KPR listening area, including the cities of Topeka, Lawrence, and the KC metro area. High temperatures continue through the weekend. It looks like there'll be a chance of showers in the forecast, starting on Independence Day, and 60% chance of rain by Saturday night. We have something for you now by Jacques Offenbach, with music composed around 1847, by the looks of things. Jacques Offenbach, as you know, had great success as a composer of operettas, but before that time, he was known as the Liszt of the cello. And in 1847, he wrote the following Concert Rondo for cello and orchestra. We'll hear it played by the WDR Radio Orchestra of Cologne, led by conductor Helmuth Froschauer and Guido Schieffen, playing cello on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1847, the Concerto Rondo for cello and orchestra by Jacques Offenbach. We heard the WDR Radio Orchestra of Cologne with cellist Guido Schieffen on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned in a moment for NPR News. Classical music picks back up in the next hour. We've got for you a concert overture by Felix Mendelssohn, music for piano by Schumann, as well as the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and the finale to the Ninth Symphony by Anton Bruckner. More wonderful classical music is on the way. Thanks for being with us, and I hope you can stick around on KPR.
The Onion first tries.
All things considered from NPR News, today at 3 p.m. Here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Beirut.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra conducted by Bramville Tovey, and music, a little tune that was the theme to an old BBC radio chat show called In Town Tonight, which ran for about three decades from 1933 to the 1960s. But it was originally the third movement of a suite called the London Suite by composer Eric Coates when it was known as the Knightsbridge March. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for more classical music on KPR. We'll hear pianist Ruth Laredo in just a few minutes with a keyboard arabesque by Robert Schumann. And for the most part, we'll spend our time with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam for the finale to Anton Bruckner's Ninth Symphony, all ahead here on a Thursday afternoon. We'll bring you now the London Symphony, conductor Claudio Abbado, a concert overture written in 1834 by Felix Mendelssohn, which was based on, essentially, the story of the Little Mermaid, concerning a water nymph who marries a human count. This is known as the Fair Melusina Overture on Kansas Public Radio. From Felix Mendelssohn, the overture to the Fair Melusina, written in 1834 and played by the London Symphony, with conductor Claudio Abbado. 2:21 is the time. Stay with us for the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam with us in just a few minutes, with the finale to the Ninth Symphony of Anton Bruckner. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Miscellany's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. We'll listen next to a recording of pianist Ruth Laredo with Arabesque in C Major, a piano piece by Robert Schumann on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's Arabesque in C Major, played by pianist Ruth Laredo, today on KPR. Where it is just about a minute before 2:30, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At 7 this evening, Classics Live heads your way. On tonight's program, UMKC piano professor Sean Chen gave quite the recital at Johnson County Community College recently, Tonight the program brings you his fresh performance of the four ballads of Chopin, along with his own arrangement of The Sorcerer's Apprentice for solo piano. Classics Live. Join us for that tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. And from 8 to 9, classical music with Kay McIntyre. Tomorrow from 9 to noon, Destiny has Classics by Request for you, the show where you pick the playlist, and many of your 4th of July favorites are on the way. Music by John Philip Sousa, Leroy Anderson, Aaron Copland, Gershwin, and more. Classics by Request, tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. with Destiny, and an encore broadcast on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. We have the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and conductor Ricardo Chailly. For our next performance, it is some of the final work by composer Anton Bruckner of Austria, whose symphonies were grand and massive things. And in total, he wrote about 9 of them. The 9th and final symphony was left incomplete at the time of his passing in 1896. But we'll listen to the finale from Symphony No. 9 in its most complete form that we have, played by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, led by Ricardo Chailly, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, under conductor Ricardo Chailly, with the final movement to the 9th Symphony by composer Anton Bruckner, the composer's final composition and final symphony, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is almost 3 p.m., about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's classical music, as always. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Don't forget that tonight at 7 p.m. you can catch Classics Live, as well as Music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu and Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece Nature Frontline and Antiques Roadshow. Program schedule available at kansascitypbs.org.